Now the news. I'm Do Hongyu. Chinese President Xi Jinping has signed an order promulgating a set of regulations on the experiment and assessment of military equipment. The regulations stipulate the basic tasks, contents, and management mechanisms of military equipment experiment and assessment under new circumstances and serve as the fundamental rule of relevant work. The Taliban has criticized U.S. President Joe Biden's decision on splitting the Afghan assets frozen in the United States. Biden has signed an executive order to free some $7 billion of the frozen Afghan assets, splitting the money between humanitarian aid for cash-strapped Afghanistan and a fund for the victims of the September 11th attacks. Zmarilai Amberson reports.
The Taliban political office spokesperson, Mr. Sohail Shaheen, told me that's not fair that U.S. Split the Afghanistan central bank's reserves by 2 and 3.5 billion is still something that they want to distribute in a humanitarian situation and assist the people of Afghanistan, whether it's not the money for such kind of things, because it is reserves of the Afghanistan national treasure, and if this is avoided, it will be critical for Afghan society to fight and struggle in the future, because all they have is just $9.5 billion, which are frozen by the U.S. and other countries, particularly the $7 billion that is split down by Joe Biden. And the Taliban believe that this is injustice because it belongs to the people of Afghanistan. So the final stance is something that we have been awaited, but I was talking with experts and they believe that it's like blood in the veins of Afghanistan economic society, and when it's frozen or not reachable for Afghanistan, it would be really difficult for the people, which are more than 39 million people in the country.
The United States and its allies are urging their citizens to leave Ukraine right away, citing what they called increased threats of Russian military action against Ukraine. Washington has been releasing intelligence, which it claims is proof that Russia is prepared to mount a military aggression anytime now. But Moscow has accused Western nations of spreading lies to distract from their own aggressive acts. Direct engagements between the United States and Russia have yielded little substantial progress, with the Kremlin saying the White House failed to address its key security concerns. Myanmar's State Administration Council has decided to pardon over 800 prisoners, including 7 foreign inmates, to mark the Diamond Jubilee Union Day. The council also closes cases against 46 members and others concerned of the American Army, while a separate pardon order reduces by half the sentences for former Kayin State Chief Minister. Myanmar is still under the state of emergency first imposed after the state power was transferred to the Commander-in-Chief of Defense Services a year ago. Team China won its fourth gold medal in the home-hosting Olympic Winter Games from speed skating. Yang Guang reports.
Chinese skater Gao Tingyu has won the gold medal in the men's 500-meter speed skating at the Beijing 2020 Olympic Winter Games. Gao also broke the Olympic record, clocking a time of 34.32 seconds. It also marks China's first Olympic title in men's speed skating. Gao was also the flag bearer for Team China at the opening ceremony of Beijing 2022. He took the bronze medal of the event at the last Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang.
Beijing 2022 organizers say they're planning for the figure skating gala, but declined to give any details. Zhao Weidong is the spokesperson for the organizing committee.
As far as I know, the figure skating exhibition gala is being planned, but when it comes to the exact list of participants, I think it better to leave the suspense to the moment when the exhibition gala begins.
It's been a tradition that the game's best skaters come back onto the ice to have some fun performing more personality-driven routines when all the medals have been decided. The United States has authorized a new antibody drug that targets the Omicron variant of the novel coronavirus. The Food and Drug Administration has cleared the Eli Lilly drug for adults and adolescent patients with mild to moderate cases of COVID-19. The Biden administration has purchased 600,000 doses before the authorization and will begin shipping initial supplies to state health authorities for distribution. And that's the news. I'm Do Hongyu.